We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Mem. Shin Mem is talking about these different Toladis of Av Melachos, Siv Ches, page 382. It says, Mechab Moichen Shenoflu Min HaKesis. If you have the stuffing to fill out of a pillow, Mutlav Zir, you're allowed to put it back. Aval, also, we're not allowed to initially put the stuffing into a pillow. Says Mishbrus of Kalam and Alf Meichin, called the Barach. Anything that's soft, Kar Meichin, is called Meichin. Again, some Megafen like cotton, the grease, Bugat Meluyim, or the worn out like Shmatas. Chayagam, the similar types of things. But what they know, it's the same thing as feathers. So you have a down pillow, is the same thing. Siv Kotan Lamed Beis. Mudlak, you're allowed to put it back. At least I guess is to that pillow. The Kim the Krahoyisham, since they're already there. There's no problem about making something, remedying something. Just be careful, don't stitch it. But it's forbidden to put it there initially. That means now you're making it into a vessel. It's actually a biblical liability. The Sharetzi and Eisamachas says that from Rashi. He says, according to Rambam, it's only because of Gezeira, Shem Yitfor, that you might come to stitch. But he says, I was saying like Rashi, because around the Tvod, there's Zerud, Meir, they all say something like Rashi. And the Brisa that they picked for this Aloha, with the Aloha, together with Perseich, Besatzavar, with one, in one strike, sounds like also like Rashi, that they're also, there's a Chiv Chattas, like it's brought over there explicitly. So it's not just Gezeira, Rabban. Sif Tess. Also, the Kabbats and Melech, it's forbidden to gather salt. From the place where they, the pools of where they have the salt burnt out over there. Shodem with the Ma'amir, because that's similar to the Malacha of Ma'amir, which is gathering. It's also forbidden to gather anything from the place where it grows. It says Mishbrus of Kadlam Adal and Mishbrus of Melech. What does that mean? Shishmakayim is to certain places, they draw off water from the sea, so it's like a tiny pool. And then the sun burns the water, it evaporates it. And then what you have is salt. That's forbidden to do, to gather that salt. Why? What's ma'amr? To gather the stalks. This is similar to that. This is specifically in the place of where the pools that the salt gets burnt out. That's the place of the, so to speak, the growth of the salt. So it's similar to the stalks in the field. Let's say salt got scattered somewhere else. You're allowed to gather to one place only when it's b'mokum gidula. It's similar to ma'amer. If it's rabbinically forbidden, but the imer itself that you don't have, the malacha deraisa is only stuff that grows from the ground. Siv cotton lamed zayin. And the Chaber said also, it's forbidden to gather cold dover, anything from the place where it grows. Hainu, that is, pears, fruits, virakas, vegetables, ve'etzim, and wood, vasavim, and grass. Chol dover godem lakarka, anything that grows from the ground, you're not allowed to gather. Rezech, yubinamik, and here there's even a liability, because you're mekabtzim mokam gedulam, you gather in the place where it grows, dezem alechiz ma'amagufa. So if you have these grass that it grows, and the kids are gathering it, this would be a malacha d'araisa, interesting, you know, so that has ramifications. If you see a neighbor's kid gathering grass, you would have to even stop him, because malacha d'araisa similarly. So, b'haydi nokar mechab loshon asa, why does it say, like, just prohibited? You should usually say chayiv. Prohibited would sound like it's a lesser level, as lahar's law instructs us, yishaloi b'mokim gedulon, that's coming to tell us that where it doesn't, it's not where its growth is. For example, let's say fruit scattered in the house. I feel it's through Nami Leka that to say that, oh, there, on the other hand, when it's not Makam Gidula, there's not even the prohibition, because Kapsin Yacha, when you gather them together. So you can gather the all the oranges that scattered on the floor. Bain Lael, Simit Shalom, and Hey, Sif, Hey. Says Mishmur for the B'shem Ganos who pardesim, those who guard the gardens and the orchards, they have to be very careful regarding this halacha. Even fruits that had fallen off from before Shabbos, now they gather them on Shabbos, will not even a little bit. You start putting them together. The measurement of gathering was shir kat moed, is a very small measurement. Like the Rambam writes, someone gathers food items, if it's for eating, it's like a dried fig. It's for animal food, it's not that fits into the mouth of a goat. If it's for fuel, it's enough to cook an egg. With this, it's a very small measurement. You have to be very careful not to, you know, if you have a fruit tree and it fell down, you start gathering them, that would be the malacha deraisa. Sivyud. If someone does kibbutz of a dried fig and he sticks them together, that's a man of eagle, and he makes a cake. He used to have this cake of dried figs. Oh, he should knock up to enem, or he makes a hole in the fig. He puts a string through them until they gather into one body. And is it told as ma'amr b'chayv? So that's again the derivative of ma'amr, putting it together. And anything similar to that. So it's mishburus of cotton. Ma'amr is it to lead this ma'amr? So it's not even a gzera. This is a derivative ma'amr. Shadarka shalishin apes l'chabim b'efenzeh, because that's the norm of these fruits to connect in such a way. We do this in the house. The liability because of ma'amr. But if kizik is such a situation, also lost to come by kibasadim. You know, although we said before that in the house is no ma'amr because only makum gedulai. That's regarding the initial gathering from the ground. But putting them together, that is the norm to do in the house, like in the field. Because we if this would be the malacha deraisa, albeit a teilada, not an av. Sifir alef. Alpha pishulays and shum shemim begazin dvash. Even though you could put sesame seeds and nuts into honey, lo yichabtsim biyadei. So if it says in the Shmuel Sivka Lamates, what does it mean lo yichabtsim biyadei? It's lema. What does it mean to say shemahadik biyadei hagazim? He tightens in his hand the nuts. By dezeh mafre hadvash mevachutz. That through that he separates the honey from the outside. To have a boyer which that boyer. By in libas mishnu yitzev zefer shabiran nedavazeh. Because no pun intended, this actual halacha itself. Tradition number one says, what does he say over there? There he writes that since the decision to do this is because of boyer, so you're allowed to do this when you intend to do this mechabit and to eat it right away. Because there's no problem about an isra doing boyer by hand when it's oichel from psalis, good from the bad, only when you're doing this to use it at a later point in time, but not when you're going to do it to eat it right away. I mean, the name of the Magid Brahmi writes over there that you see in the Tesefta that he said this is actually lush. You're kneading. You're making a thick mixture. If that's the case, you know, I'll do that even when you have a mind to eat it right away. Sivit Beis. Anoisin Zed HaPishtan. If someone places flaxseed, or shum shum or sesame seeds, like yizbem, or similar things, by mayim in water, chai mishum lush is liable for kneading. Mishum is arvim and mizem because they mix. And they're suspended one on the other. Again, that would sound like the way the Magen Avraham had said, like some of the previous sif, that there's a problem about kneading, about mixing these things together. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 73. To blow up a ball or a balloon, like a rubber ball. So Shlomo Zalman writes that if you already blew it up once before, you're allowed to go and blow it up again. And he explains that even though every time new air is going into the ball, however, you could qualify all the air like one thing, and it's like putting the air back in there. So it's similar to the case of the pillow that the feathers came out. You could put it back in. Yashav holds, pasha that it's aser. It's a whole new thing that you're making a new kli. It's sakamana. Gesham Yehuda that he writes, the opinion of Yashiv is that it's not because of tikkun kli, you're not allowed to do it because of upn dechol. It's like a weekly type of activity, but he permits it through a child. Shabbos Michaz Yitzchak writes that since every time there's other ear going in, you're not allowed to blow it up, even if you already had blown it up beforehand. Dish number 75, regarding making a bundle of flowers for the vase, Tzitzit Shulchan writes that's including malach of ma'amr, gathering together. If it's done b'makim gedulam, let's say in your garden. Another interpretation is Moshe writes, there's no problem about ma'amr, because the gather malach ma'amr is gathering specific things, individual items, for the purposes of gathering them into a bundle. But a bundle of flowers for a vase is not done just to organize the flowers in a beautiful way. And he adds on, however, it would be forbidden to midrabanan to gather them together because of masakrim mana. Tisha 76, if you gather different types and he makes a pile, the Iglital is not sure if that's ma'amr. He's just making a pile. Shvish Shabbos writes that pasha, that would be a problem of ma'amr. Tisha number 77, even if someone takes payrus or other things that are laying in small piles, and he makes out of the small piles a big pile, the Iglital writes that yichab because ma'amr, because he's gathering the gathering of stalks to a pile, and that's gathering the pile and carrying them together one big silo. That's including melach ma'amr. He adds, and that's a meir reference like the Shabbos, like a Shvit Shabbos ma'amr Shavu Shavu Levi.
There's 78 that Mishpred referenced. Look at Simon Shalom and Hesav Hay. So there you see that fruits are scattered in the courtyard. You gather it a little bit later and you eat it.
Regarding gathering into his lap. Into his pockets, but to gather it into a basket or into a bag, that's forbidden because of Odin Nuchel. Now, to gather fruits or other Gedulei Karka things that grow from the ground that scattered in the house, Chayyadim says forbidden. And that's the something for Eli Rabba that didn't permit to gather into a basket only when you do it because of Simcha, like for example, Simcha's Torah. And Shu says Nidbri explains that this is the Mishnah writes over here that in the house is no Isra at all, that specifically but didn't scatter a lot. Whereas when it's scattered one here, one there, yeah, that is forbidden because of Odin Nuchel, a weekday activity. Shuvah Sar Litzian writes that if it's scattered in the house, it's permitted even to gather them into a basket, and there's no problem about Odin Nuchel, because since the house combines them, it's considered as if they're in one area. We'll look at what we wrote in Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Tes of Kod Nidal. Dish number 79, even if someone gathers just two things, and he gathers it together, Igalei Tal writes that if there is a shear of Emer, then you can be chayv, and that's what Aruch HaShulchan writes. Dish number 80, someone gathers a half of a measurement, and he leaves it together with a half a shear that was there from before, the Igalei Tal writes that they combine together as one for the shear ma'amer. However, the Shvish Shabbos is mefakfik and this halacha. Look over there what he writes with the name of Tzvi Pesach Frank. Now, if he gathers a half a shear in one area and a half a shear in another area, Igalei Tal writes that they don't combine for a shear. Now, if someone gathers less than the shear, the Igalei Tal writes that even though in general chatzi shear is generally awesome in the Torah, however, this all in something that it's possible to have the two half of measurements to combine one with the other. But ma'amer, the first half of shear is not appropriate to combine with the second half of shear, because if you're going to combine the second one somewhere else, they're not combining at all. And if you can leave it near the first one, so you chay for the second half, but on its own, even without combining with the first one. Look at that he writes, that according to Shagaz Aryeh, there's not even the Isim Drabon. Other than Aruch HaShulchan writes, that even Pachas Midah Shir is Osman HaTorah like any other Chatzah Shir by Shari Shur. Dish number 81, the Mishbar had reference, he says that what we verified over there, that where there he writes, that since the Issa to do this is because of Bayer, so then you're allowed to do this when you have in mind to do Mechabit, to eat it right away. Because, right, like we said this already before. Dish number 83. This was the Behalacha. Oh, yeah.